dramas like Eeny Meeny, Little Girl Blue and Mamas and Papas, Alison Ellis has become one of the best-known Czech filmmakers of her generation. The director and screenwriter, who's 40, is now back at the box office with Perfect Days, a comedy adapted from the stage. Over coffee at a Prague shopping center, we discussed her latest movie, her approach to filmmaking, the Lidice project, and more. But my first question to Alison Ellis was what had drawn her to film in the first place.
I loved film already as a kid, then as a teenager, but never really thought this is for me. Till today, I like to see films. I'm a good public for a film. But I never really thought about it. I didn't know anybody who makes films. As a kid, I grew up in a small town, so only when I finished the university here in Prague and already had some people that worked in films, it kind of became an option. And so I started to think about it just a year when I applied to FAMU, which was, I think I was like 26, late.
You had studied English and American studies at Charles University. Did that help you when it came, that literature background, when it came to making films?
The film, it's a story told by pictures and music. So, yeah, the beginning bears a story. So studying literature is a kind of where it starts. Just the means are different. It's a story. And also it helped practically because, especially for script writing, there is not some real school here or books. So when I was studying at FAMU, the most sources were in English.
When you made your first film, Eeny Meeny is the title in English, in 1999, there were very few other Czech female filmmakers. In fact, very few come to mind now, apart from Věra Kytilová and a few others. Did you have a sense that you were entering a kind of boys' club when you made your first movie?
I didn't really, because when you are a director, it's a kind of lonely individual job. You are just one director there. So I was always with the female director. But it's true, there is not many of them, or I would rather say there wasn't. The generation that comes after me, there is more girls, and they're very good. If you know Mira Furnay, Marta Nováková, Jitka Rudolfová, Karin Babinská, I think the number is growing. I think the women just start to realize that directing film is not as heavy work, and it's a normal job as any other job.
Looking back over your filmography, do you see any thread through those films? One thing that strikes me as a viewer is that a lot of the films are about relationships and a lot about couples.
Well, we do live mostly in couples. So it's it seems such a big part of our life that any story you say kind of touches on it. You are somebody's kid. At certain age, you decide if you are gonna or not gonna be a parent. And through your life, you look for a partner, and you might find some, you might not. So no matter from where I look at life, it always comes to this. And also I think women are more prone to talk and explore feelings that are within, not so much the reality that is outside, but more what's happening inside one person, inside a group of people. So I think part of it is the natural fact that I am a woman. Part of it is that it's a theme that seems to be running under most of other themes.
Are there any directors that you feel a particular affinity with? For example, I read one review that compared your films to the work of Mike Leigh, who is a great British director with a very naturalistic style.
Well, it's a great compliment, but I would never dare to do that because he is a genius. And I admire his films. I think a lot of people who do things from, who write them also, you know, who write a script and then shoot it, they tend to be more personal. Not necessarily autobiographic, but personal in a sense that it's about the world, you know, about people you come in a close contact with. And it's something that interests me when I can go to a cinema to kind of avoid reality, to, you know, for a little time, forget about it, or I can go to a cinema to explore it. And when I want to explore it, I want the exploration to be personal.
You were meant to make the film Lidice about the notorious Nazi massacre of World War II, which I guess was a kind of national film project in the same way that the Polish film Katyn was a kind of film of national importance. In the end, you couldn't make it because you were ill. Was that a great disappointment to you?
I wouldn't say so, because I think it was just time and then when it was necessary to make a decision, and I made it. I'm very happy the way I made it. It's at some point, there is no need to worry about certain things. If your health is in danger, then that's what you have to care about. And for me, at the actual moment, it was a big relief that the whole project didn't collapse, because the financing of the film was very, you know, very complicated. And the possibility of postponing the shooting might endanger it. So I was much more worried about the film not being shot, that if it's not exactly me who will shoot it. I think the theme was more important than the fact that I would do it.
I was very surprised to read recently that you haven't seen the film, given, I'm surprised, given your deep involvement in the early stages of the project.
Well, I think that's actually the reason, because I wrote a script, and I had to leave the project just about a month before shooting. So at that point, the picture was made in my mind. And I don't think I would be objective at this point, because every director works differently and must do it according to his vision. So that's one reason why I want to have bigger time perspective. And the second reason is that for the year, every journalist asked me this question, and imagine my situation. Maybe I will love the film, and that would be great. I would say how much I love it, and it would be my wish. But since I imagine it differently, I will probably have a different opinion, and I would never talk badly about my colleagues. And on the other hand, I would never want to lie.
Your new movie, Perfect Days, is based on a play by the Scottish writer Liz Lockhead. And it's about a woman whose biological clock is ticking and she meets a younger man. What was it that attracted you to that material?
I was offered to direct the play at the Nazar Bradley Theatre some 9 years ago. And at that time, it seemed kind of a new subject. Till when I was young, women over 40 were practically dead. The times are changing. Women after 40 are not dead anymore, but they are still not used to the new situation. So it seemed it's a new theme. I like new themes. There are other new themes in it. It's the question of gay people and their relations about parentship. Other new themes about people who are actually successful in their work and still it's not enough for happiness. So that was my reason then. And then, you know, the play was fairly successful, and it just brought me to the idea that probably we had something that is kind of sensitive and important. And when the producer, Rudolf Biermann, came with the idea to put it in a film, I said yes, because it gave me an opportunity to try to give it a different visual code and try to explore it one more time with a 10-year gap, which brought the theme to a different level.
How was it working with somebody else's material, given that all of your previous films were written by you?
Well, I wouldn't say yes to direct it at that point when I did. If I didn't feel, you know, I can bring something and I kind of do understand what it is about. And in films I do write my scripts, but in theater I usually work with text of somebody else, so it's not such a new experience, and I still had a chance to write the script. And Liz Lockhead gave me quite a freedom, so I took what I felt was the core of the story, and on the other hand, I had a freedom to give it a more film feeling and to use it for what I wanted to create the story from.
Your colleague and friend Jan Sierak announced just a few days ago that he's making his next film in English because of the difficulty of finding funding for a Czech language film. Is that something that you would consider?
I would consider it, but Jan is also a producer and a very good one. I'm not a good producer. I am not a producer. So for me, it would be more a question of finding a foreign producer. So yeah, I would love it, but I'm not so handy as he is. So if I find a producer who will do that, I'll be very happy. But I'm very happy for him, because I think he should do it, he would be good in it, and he would succeed.
I know your latest film, Perfect Days, has only just come out, but could I ask you, are you already planning other projects, or do you have anything else in mind that you will do next or in the near future?
I do have some projects ahead, but from my past experience, I start to talk about things only when I know they will happen. And for my winter, I just plan to sit down and write and take care of my kids.